Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette joining us for the rest of the show. Mike Tomlin with some interesting things to say at his weekly news conference, including that little anecdote about him and Lamar at the draft. Did you like that one, Limits?
I was a little bit surprised about that one. I mean, the Steelers weren't in the market for a quarterback at that time, maybe because Lamar could have been a second-round pick or a third-round pick, but ended up being a late first, the last pick of the first round.
Well, what year was that? Was that
who they picked?
They picked Mason, did they not, that year?
Yeah, but who'd they pick in the first round?
So how are they not in the market for a quarterback? They picked Ben's eventual replacement that year in their minds. Yeah. What if Lamar was available in the second?
I really wonder how many people thought that Mason was the true replacement. First-round grade Mason.
They picked Terrell Edmonds that year.
Oh, boy.
I mean, like...
Tremaine's brother.
You what never year
knew,
was that?
Who just got cut.
That was 18. Yeah, I mean, you never know how a player's career would pan out if they were in a different environment than they did land in reality, but...
I think that pick was pretty well panned the second they made it.
The Edmonds one, for sure. I don't know how many... there certainly were some people out there saying, why did they not take Lamar Jackson and... kind of do what the Ravens did in a
Does
sense.
Does Lamar go early in the second round if he's not taken there?
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so.
I'm not so sure about that, Brian. The next quarterback taken, oh my God, there wasn't even a quarterback taken in the second round that year. I don't know that
but anybody could have moved up for him. The Ravens moved up for him, if
I know,
I'm not mistaken.
But
so.
They're the only ones that took him in the first round. The next quarterback taken in that draft was who?
Have been Mason.
It was Mason Rudolph. So you can't say the Steelers were not in the market for a quarterback, Limits.
And their incumbent starter was thrilled that they made that pick, as I recall.
You spend the 76th pick early in the third round on a quarterback, you're in the market for a future quarterback. They were, actually, which I'm sure is why he went to the length of going out to dinner with Lamar.
But yeah, he wasn't going to say today, man, we really flubbed that one. Terrell Edmonds was a nice player, but
I'm not saying that. But the facts of the matter are that the Steelers already had their eyes on Ben's future replacement, obviously, by who they picked. Not only that, they picked James Washington with the 60th pick. What if Lamar was there at like 52 or 50? Do the Steelers jump up and take Lamar? Can you imagine that if they had done that?
It would have been fascinating. What was the famous Ben quote? Did we screw up the pick? I guess he would have pointed to the playbook if Lamar asked for help. So
right.
We'll never know.
he would have ripped that pick too, I bet, too. Let's hear Tomlin's little anecdote about Lamar from that draft year.
You clearly have a lot of respect for Lamar Jackson. Just what do you remember about when you learned that he was going to be in this division and you were going to have to play this guy twice a season?
I'd be making something up, to be honest with you. He's been in it a while now. I respect the skill set. I wanted to get to know him, not only for us, but just in general. Sometimes when I see talent, forget whether or not we're interested in it. I try to get close to it in the draft process just so I'm not surprised by it. That's the mentality that I had regarding him. I think maybe we went out to eat the night before his pro day. I was at his pro day. I just wanted to see what that looked like up close. And so that's what I think about when I think about how he came into the league, that I got active in the draft process because I didn't want to be surprised by it. And I remember less about reactions to him going to Baltimore.
I wasn't in the Steelers facility that night. I wasn't covering the team yet, but I want to say there was an anecdote about Tomlin coming in to talk about Terrell Edmonds and the Ravens drafting Lamar Jackson popped up on the TV screen in the room, and there were some, I don't want to say shockwaves, but people noticed at the time what had just happened inside the division. Let me see if I can find that.
Well, it was a mediocre first round pick by the Steelers for sure.
Oh, at best.
A boring first round pick, a position that isn't really considered to be that impactful. Just not a good moment, really, as it turned out. And some very good players went not long after that, Brian. The likes of Nick Chubb, Mr. Chubb, Shaquille Leonard, James Daniels, Cortland Sutton. A lot of guys went shortly after that. Christian Kirk, Goddard. You can say that about every draft. I'm aware of that, but that wasn't a bright point.
Here it is. I found it. There's a Steelers official transcript from that night. Somebody asked, any reaction to that, Mike? Ravens selecting Lamar Jackson in brackets? His response, no, I'm just not paying attention. The draft is going on. So I don't know. Like, I don't know what the context was of that. We probably don't have it on video anywhere quickly accessible, but I mean, based on that brief exchange on the Steelers site, he must have like zoned out of a given an answer or taking a question or something.
And right.
Somebody in the room was like, did you see what just happened?
Well, he had the same short answer today, which was the last question was, does Justin Fields help you prepare for Lamar? And he said no. And
yeah, our pal Mike DeFabo was digging a little bit and he had the shovel out, but to no avail.
And he laughed. Tomlin laughed heartily, but it's actually a good question.
Yeah, I mean, he did it
and
last
it's
week,
actually
too.
True.
He did it last week, too, to emulate Jaden Daniels, and I wrote about that for the PG. I mean, TJ Watt said he did an unbelievable job.
Oh, I think that's a great advantage.
Dante
to
Jackson
have that.
Said that helps to have somebody. And Justin Fields himself told me, I was studying him and trying to fulfill my role on this team as best as I can. Because
if
that's
Justin
my position
Fields
now.
Is a lesser athlete than Lamar Jackson, it's not by much.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. So he can mimic a lot of the things that Lamar can do in terms of the actual speed. And there aren't a lot of people on earth who can mimic Lamar at actual speed.
They've brought guys
Justin
in.
Fields might be one of them.
The Steelers have brought guys in the past who have probably been out of football for 4 or 5 years now for a week on the practice squad who are mobile quarterbacks and about the same body type
right.
to try to simulate Lamar. So it's not nothing, but I think he was just done with the presser at that point in time.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The Injury Report, brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. We're going to see Nick Herbig apparently back. Is he on a pitch count? Tomlin wouldn't say. Alex Highsmith, definitely out. Did somebody say wow?
I heard that as well.
What was that? Was that you? Limits?
Yes.
What happened?
It was the computer.
Oh.
Oh. You okay. said wow about the computer?
No, that was a recording of you saying wow.
Are we in the Matrix
right now?
What the
hell is going on here, Brian?
One other thing that I'll note from the presser, if you think back to so after week 2 win in Denver and the week 3 Tomlin news conference, he couldn't remember the other gunner, or maybe it was after week 1 in Atlanta. He couldn't remember the other gunner who was down there with Scotty Miller. He knows his name now, Ben Skowronek.
Yes.
Number 15, who was wreaking havoc on that poor Commanders returner all afternoon. And
the guy who couldn't catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean, mostly because Skowronek was in his face, from the start to the finish. And I liked it, the way he's playing on special teams coming back. And it's one of those like under the radar things, but they have Tomlin shirts on the team that say, don't get beat to the flat, which is one of his favorite Tomlinisms. And I saw Skowronek wearing it in the locker room one day, and I said, oh, you're an offensive guy. What are you doing wearing that shirt? And he said, I don't play offense. I play football. And I said, okay.
Wow.
Point taken.
Are you a Ben Skowronek fan then?
I'm becoming one quickly. At first, I was kind of like, that was prickly. But now that I see the way he did it on special teams in Washington, I give him credit. He's a football player.
Well, there was also a little Tomlin story today about Marlon Humphrey. So we're going to play that next at the top of the hour because somehow Brian Batko gets involved in this story. And it's pretty good stuff. And then the Ravens in general coming in here having won 7 of 8. And really, I don't know that people are looking at them as much of a threat as they are. Like, I think they're almost being dissed a little bit.
Well, I said I wasn't surprised they're favored by 3.5, even on the road.
Not
so
you.
I'm giving them the credit.
So am I.
I could be wrong.
I think this is like Tomlin said, it's a 5-star matchup. This is great stuff. All right. Fan weather brought to you by... All right, Ron. Do you miss Ron, Brian? I ask you this every week, just wondering where the meter is this week, up or down.
I do. And if Ron were here, I think he would remind all of us that the Steelers are 7-1 against the Ravens in their last 8.
Wow.
Don't you think he would?
Yeah.
I think he would.
How many times have they faced Lamar in those 8 games?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.